mark the passing of Her Late Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. I'd like to welcome everyone to the meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interest which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber or hang up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak on an item, either in the chamber or via Teams, please use the chats facility to indicate you wish to speak, and I will bring members in as listed. I would remind members to keep their instant messages in the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, or C for a comment. Type P if you wish to propose. Type S if you wish to second. And please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via chat facility so that we're aware that this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. Just for further housekeeping, I will be bringing in purely the group leaders to speak tonight and any independents who wish to speak. Members will be saddened at the passing of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. I therefore thought it was appropriate for members to gather here this evening to be provided with an opportunity to pay tribute to Her Late Majesty and express condolences to the Royal Family. Before I ask members to speak, I want to pay my own personal tribute to Her Late Majesty. It is with great sadness that we gather here today to mark the passing of Queen Elizabeth II. The reaction to her passing, both locally, nationally and internationally, is a testament to the huge respect in which she was held, not only across these islands, but across the world. No matter your political background or your views on the monarchy, very few people would contest Her Late Majesty's dedication, devotion and selfless sense of duty that she demonstrated throughout her long 70-year reign. Across this chamber, we have a mix of different voices and perspectives, but this evening I want to specifically recognise the deep sense of loss felt by those members and the communities they represent who are from the British tradition on the passing of Her Late Majesty. They have lost a woman of immense integrity, sense of duty and affection for her people. A woman of presence and stability, their rock, who also had a sense of humour and a love for horse racing. She has been their constant and their monarch, and I offer my deepest condolences to you and the Royal Family at this difficult and sad time that not only marks the passing of Her Late Majesty, but also marks the end of an era and a link to post-war life, but also decades of admiration and love from the Unionist community across Newry, Mourne and Down. That admiration is also deeply felt by citizens across our district who are from the Irish tradition and other traditions. Her Late Majesty's ability to understand the complexities of Northern Ireland and demonstrate her desire to do all in her power to assist in the peace process is something I, as a nationalist politician and many from my community, recognise and respect. Her Late Majesty's desire to reach out the hands of friendship and partnership to build stronger relationships east and west on these islands, and her memorable words as Gaeilge on her visit to Dublin, along with her visit to the Garden of Remembrance, are a reflection of her role not only as a monarch, but as a peacemaker, and earned her huge respect with the Irish people. On behalf of all the citizens of Newry, Mourne and Down District, I offer our deepest condolences to the Royal Family at this very difficult time. So the first person I'd like to bring in is David Taylor. David.
Thank you, Chair. The last number of days have been a very emotional and somewhat surreal experience for those of us who hold Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II and the royal family close to our hearts. To have the same serving monarch for a period of 70 years was truly historic, and something none of us present here this evening will ever experience again in our lifetimes. In conversation with my dad in recent days, we reflected on the passing of Her Majesty and the impact her significant reign had on our lives and indeed upon our nation. A particular comment made by my dad stood with me. He stated that her reign had spanned through 5 generations of our family, from his great-grandmother to his grandchildren. This is truly remarkable and an indication of the momentous service offered by Queen Elizabeth II. The passing of Her Majesty the Queen has resulted in an outpouring of grief across our nation and indeed in various places across the world. There is no doubt that she was held in the greatest affection by our loyal subjects, and despite the fact we all succumb sadly to the natural end of life's course, if I'm honest, I could never contemplate, along with many, many others, a time where Her Majesty would not be reigning over our nation. We believed somehow, despite the impossibility of such a situation and her obviously increasing years, that she would forever reign over us. I think this is why so many people, including myself, have found it all the more difficult to comprehend the passing of Her Majesty, and that this ever-constant presence will no longer be with us. I am profoundly saddened by her passing, and I feel we have lost our one constant source of strength and stability as a nation. As a monarch and respected head of her country and Commonwealth for 70 years, her loss has been felt by millions. Most of us have only known of Queen Elizabeth II as our monarch and realise that her passing is a momentous event for our country. Her Majesty paid many visits to Northern Ireland over the years, and many people will have fond memories of either meeting her or seeing her. My own particular memory is of her visit to Stormont alongside Prince Philip to attend a public party held within the grounds to mark the occasion of her Diamond Jubilee. It was a pleasure to be in such close proximity to our monarch and to see the genuine affection and joy displayed towards her by those of us present that day. It is something I will remember for the rest of my life. She has left an everlasting love and respect for her, and time will not diminish this. It is important to note that she conferred city status upon Newry during the year of her Golden Jubilee celebrations, an award that continues to offer both the city of Newry and indeed our wider district the opportunity to regenerate, thrive and succeed for the benefit of both ourselves and the future generations who come behind us. This is her lasting legacy to us, and it is one we should all embrace to ensure the delivery of prosperity for all our citizens. Earlier this year, we celebrated the occasion of Her Majesty's Platinum Jubilee, marking her 70 amazing years of service on the throne. The events, and indeed the emotion that surrounded this occasion, highlighted how special she really was to so many of us. Her dedication to service was truly inspirational, and this was recognised by people of various backgrounds. I would like to take this opportunity to thank you, Chair, for the lead that you have taken in terms of leading the Council's role of mourning for Her Majesty, and to those colleagues who I know don't have the same affinity with Her Majesty that I do, that took the time over recent days to make contact with me to express condolences to both I and the people that I represent that have that affinity with the monarchy. We certainly will look back at Her Majesty's remarkable life and glorious reign with immense pride. The Queen was held in the greatest affection by so many and highly respected around the world. She was the ultimate testament of all that is exceptional about our United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. Her Majesty had a deep and abiding commitment to the Christian faith. This was evident throughout her life, in her words and deeds. Throughout her long life, she was faithful to Christ's example and teaching, and we thank Almighty God for the life and service of Queen Elizabeth II. I offer my deepest condolences and that of my party to the royal family as they mourn the loss of a mother, grandmother and great-grandmother. I hope the good Lord will serve as their strength and shield, and indeed for us all as a nation as we enter a period of mourning and reflection, remembering the life and service of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. I offer my own allegiance to our new monarch, King Charles III, as he assumes his reign, and trust and pray the Lord God provides to His Majesty enduring faith and wisdom in the service of the people of this nation. God save the King.
Thank you, David. Next we have Councillor Hannah.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for having this meeting tonight. This is from the DUP grouping in the Morning Down Council. We want to convey our sincere condolences and sympathies from our DUP grouping in the Council to King Charles III on the passing of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, and all the royal family. To lose a family member like your mother, grandmother, or great-grandmother at any time is sad and leaves a massive empty space in any family. The thoughts and prayers from the DUP grouping on this council are with the royal family at this very sad time. Queen Elizabeth II was an incredible person, class personified, dignified, diplomatic and discreet. Our Queen reigned over us for 7 years, and as head of state, Queen of the Commonwealth and her domains, set an example of leadership no one can fault. Queen Elizabeth met many world leaders representing the United Kingdom through many difficult and troubled times. She was always there to steady the nation in difficult times, especially for our small part of the United Kingdom, Ulster. The Queen suffered great loss because of the Troubles and was a victim of terrorism. Queen Elizabeth rose above the evil of terrorism in Ulster with her visit to Dublin in 2011, which she later raised at the Garden of Remembrance, reaching out to nationalists and constitutional republicans in the interest of peace and to mend bridges. For those who chose to stay away on the Queen's visit to Dublin, they made a mistake. Queen Elizabeth II, in her decision to go to Dublin, demonstrated her love for peace, unlike some small-minded people who chose to hate. Queen Elizabeth II gave her life to the nation, and we in the DUP grouping believe she made a massive contribution to our country. It is very disappointing to see such nasty videos circulating on social media on the death of the Queen over the weekend. If we are to have a future in this land, all political parties must always condemn and discourage this sectarian hate. To finish, I have been in the presence of Queen Elizabeth on quite a few occasions. This lady has set an example we all should aspire to. I am certain Queen Elizabeth is with our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. I say to her, Majesty, sing with the angels, with your work on earth is done. We in the DUP grouping wish King Charles III well as he starts his reign and say, God save the King. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Hannah. Councillor Sharvin.
Yeah, Chair, thank you. Chair, the Queen dedicated her life to public service and was loved and admired by people around the world. The Queen was an important figure for people on this island, where she was and remains admired by many. She played an important role in helping to improve British and Irish relations, with her 2011 visit to Ireland being a watershed moment. During the 2011 visit, the Queen made a number of significant gestures, including speaking in Irish and visiting the Garden of Remembrance in Dublin. When speaking locally to some members within our district, I came to learn that the Queen actually visited as a child in the Ross Trevor and Warren Point area. And that said, local person even referred that the Queen said, "How's all in the point?" So it even shows how she knew our district very well. Similarly, for Charles and Anne, who spent their summers as children in Crossgar, again, it shows the close relation that the royal family had with their own district. Those of us in the SDLP know what it's like to lose our heroes, our leaders, and our inspirations. And our thoughts are with everyone who holds the Queen dear, particularly those in the north at this difficult time. Whatever your view is on the monarchy, the royal family, or the Queen herself, it's important that people show sensitivity in the days and weeks ahead and remember that this is a sobering occasion for many across the north and indeed the world. The SDLP extend our thoughts, prayers and sympathies to all those that are in mourning. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Sharvin. Councillor McKee.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I've been deeply saddened by the events in recent days of the passing of Her Majesty. It's very difficult to imagine one's life almost without the Queen. Obviously, I grew up in my lifetime, and Queen Elizabeth II was certainly the head of state in those times. And indeed, in 1957, I have to say, in the year I was born, was the first time whenever she published her Christmas broadcast live on television. So that makes you really feel she was my queen and other many other people's queen for all of that lifetime. And I have to say, having watched the television, and it's no surprise how our government, our British government, can really bring things to home to us all, and how they have publicised the entire event from the minute it happened, when everything has gone off television, but they have demonstrated with power and authority and look on perfectionism and preciseness of everything that has been done to date, with the cavalcade making its way to Holyrood Hall and the lying in state there, and the household cavalry and other armies and what have you, taking up the responsibility, and everything is done so accurately. And I don't know of another country in the world that could do that. I've yet to see it. And that's just part of what I've seen. I really like that. And indeed, I hope to make my way to London very, very shortly to go over there. I have to say, I have met her in 2014, not personally, but seen her, and spoke to her royal family in 2014 in Hillsborough Castle, and also in 2017 at Buckingham Palace, when I was invited in my short time with an MLA. A wee bit later on than that, I invited her and had actually spoken to some of the royalty then at that time. And it was a real nice and gracious thing to do, and to have that memory. And to think, who else in this world has had one single job for 70 years and remained there sound and steadfastness and dedicated to everything she does, and most importantly, dedicated to Almighty God. And I believe her son, who was the prince but now king, King Charles III, and if he follows in the mother's footsteps, and in that of Almighty God, I believe that this country will continue to go from strength to strength. And it was nice, fitting that in my first year, I believe it was, when King Charles or Prince Charles come to Kilkeel, and I've shaken the hand and spoken to him. And obviously, like his mother, was very concerned and listened to everything you had to say. He took it upon you as if he was a real close friend, as if he knew you. And that's the part that I liked about that. So all I would say now, Chairman, that I would just remember the words of God save the Queen, which is now God save the King, our gracious King, and long live King Charles III. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor McKee. Councillor McMurray.
Thank you, Chair. In the first instance, my thoughts and prayers go out to the entire royal family at this sad time. They are mourning a much-loved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother. But while they have lost a matriarch, the entire country, and indeed Commonwealth, has lost a person who has been a figurehead and leader for 70 years. Her loss will be keenly felt by many. Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II is one of the figures who came to define the 20th century, as well as a large part of the 21st century, due not only to her longevity, but also her commitment and dedication to the country and Commonwealth. The majority of us have only ever known her in the role of sovereign, and it will be incredibly strange to not see her there carrying out her duties. Indeed, for me, Her Majesty's death is slightly disorientating. Regardless of constitutional views, she was an icon, a touchstone to various shared histories. Her first Prime Minister was born in 1874, and her last was born in 1975. a difference of 101 years, that her reign straddled these epochs is alone worth historical note. She deservedly gained and earned respect from all sections of our society. Her Majesty was a woman of faith. That is important to many and to me. She embodied grace. She embodied forgiveness. She displayed these tenets in public view to all when she said, with the benefit of historical hindsight, we can all see things which we would have been done differently, or not at all, in Dublin, and was physically embodied by her actions at the Belfast Lyric Theatre a year later. Throughout her reign, the Queen worked tirelessly in service to the country and Commonwealth, receiving praise from all quarters for her selfless dedication to that role. That is only one of the aspects of her life which will remain her lasting legacy, and I hope it brings her family, and indeed all those grieving, some comfort at this sad time. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor McMurray. Councillor Murray.
Mar Margaret Charlie. As an Irish Republican Party, we are in many ways diametrically opposed to the idea of a monarchy. We do believe, however, it is critical that we comment on the loss of Queen Elizabeth II in a spirit of charity and goodwill. On behalf of Sinn Féin, I wish to extend our condolences on the death of Queen Elizabeth II, whose sorrowful loss is felt deeply by our family and many people across our society, particularly those of a Unionist and British tradition, whom with great pride and devotion hold Queen Elizabeth and the royal family very dear. Her life and legacy will be fondly remembered by many people around the world. You will all agree that it was a mammoth achievement to have marked 70 years of dedicated public service to the British people when she celebrated her Platinum Jubilee earlier this year. Today I wish to record the value and respect that our party place on the significant contribution Queen Elizabeth made to the advancement of peace and reconciliation between the different traditions on our island and between Ireland and Britain during the years of the peace process. You mentioned yourself, Chair, the memorable visit to the Garden of Remembrance and the couple of Focal written phonetically on a napkin by then President Mary McAleese. I sincerely wish on behalf of the Sinn Féin group to acknowledge the sorrow, the huge sense of grief and loss that many people will be feeling at this time across our district and of course in this chamber today. Elected representatives but also workers here in the council and across the public and civil service. I offer my sincere sympathies and condolences on behalf of our party grouping to you all, and we do so in true friendship. May she rest in peace. Gormarv.
Thank you, Councillor Murray. I don't have any other speakers listed to speak. What I would say is that, as you're aware, I've opened, on behalf of the Council, numerous venues for books of condolences to be signed, and over the coming weeks and months, those will be signed and sent on to the Royal Family. So I'd just like to close proceedings tonight, and thank you all for coming. Thank you.